Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we got great football, man, last night. That Buffalo Bills team, as we bring in Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. Three players from St. Thomas Aquinas last night. All played pretty well, I might add. Not bad there. Two wide receivers and, of course, Joey Bosa. Then you see the running back, James Cook, Miami Central. Sean Pagnotte's not even around anymore, Blue. Greg Russo. First round pick up there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Buffalo Bills, they love their South Florida players, man. I don't need to tell you that. And we're going to be talking about those schools. Last night, were you surprised? Atlantic Del Rey ends up beating up Norland pretty good.
Yeah, surprised by the score. Not so much by the fact that Atlantic won. You and I talked about that yesterday when we were talking about some of the top games. And you know, they've done a great job up there. Coach Murray's done a tremendous job, you know, with Atlantic. He picked up the ball that was started, you know, about 6-7 years ago. And this is a team that's got a good shot. You know, I mean, last year, remember, they had a 20-0 lead on St. Thomas in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, they caught him, obviously. But it's a good football team. You know, I mean, and they've got a shot, like I said, to do something in Class 5A. They're going to have to meet St. Thomas somewhere along the line again. But until they get there, you know, they have that monumental Palm Beach showdown in about a month or so with West Boca. But this is a good football
team. That's
going
to be a good one.
Yeah, take nothing away from New Orleans. But they're just not, you know, they've lost too much over the last couple of years. You know, you can't lose a defensive front like they have. You know, a quarterback who was a record setter. But, we found out a lot about both teams last night.
How about Palmetto? I know you like Palmetto a lot, and they've got some good wins, 42-21 over Killian.
Yeah, Killian is undefeated. And, you know, this is one of those rivalries. This is the Big Cat Trophy. They play at this thing every single year, you know, for as long as I can remember. And, you know, Killian is a 2A school. You know, it's a when Derek Gibson, who's the head coach of Miami Central, went there, he was telling me they had like 3,200 students. They're struggling to get to 500 or 600 these days. So it's a smaller school, and Palmetto coming off you would think there would be a little bit of a letdown. They came off a win over Columbus, which was the first one in a long time. And, you know, that's big for them. But Palmetto kind of showed that right now they're kind of in control of their own destiny.
Hey, Blue, so I got to get to the sexy sister tonight. Central at American Heritage Plantation. I want to apologize to Miami Central because last night we got to see, and those two brothers, as we mentioned before, how good they are. And by the way, James Cook is really starting to act like Dalvin Cook, isn't he, the way he's running the football. But at American Heritage Plantation, and by the way, American Heritage Plantation, all of a sudden, has got a quarterback who had 49 touchdowns a year ago at Northwestern High School, one of our best high schools in the state of Florida. Leon Strotter comes in and is going to start. How much of this offense can he know? And does American Heritage, who we loved before this year started, of course, Dia Bell, one of the top quarterbacks in the country, going to Texas. Now, what do you expect in this game tonight? Central going to Plantation.
You know, this is really an interesting game because Central basically is an unknown team. They didn't play a spring game. They had their fall kickoff classic canceled. their first game against Jacksonville Reigns was canceled because of a stadium up in Jacksonville. They had their home opener as far as their district canceled last week. So they've only played two games.
That's amazing.
They've run the clock on both teams, you know, that they've played in Booker T. Washington and Edison. So who are they? You know, I mean, your coach Derek Gibson takes over for Jube Joseph, who won, you know, a state title and did a tremendous job. We will know tonight. I think their defensive front is really good. They run the ball extremely well. They have a quarterback in McQueen that comes back from last year. They have good receivers. Their offensive line is not as deep. So it's good. You know, we'll find out a lot about them. And about Heritage, you know, I mean, without D'Abel last week, they were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And a game that was actually scheduled when Pat Surtain was the head coach, because that's his alma mater, Edna Carr in Louisiana, who, by the way, have won 18 out of the last 19 games, including a state championship. And Heritage took him into overtime on the road in the Superdome. And so, you know, Mike Smith is a great coach, and he has a tremendous coaching staff. And I'll tell you, Joe, you know, I mean, this is setting up to be a really good game this evening in Plantation. And, you know, I think the last time Central was here, Dalvin Cook was actually running back who, you know, played in that game and kind of separated the game with a kickoff return and a long run. So it's, you know, these teams are, like we said, you know, at the beginning of the season, nobody is skirting anybody, Joe. Yeah. Everybody's playing everybody.
I love it.
And you have Columbus tonight, who is playing against Northwestern and has a chance to be 0-4, which is uncharacteristic of Coach Dave Dunn and his team. But that shows you the type of schedule that they're playing.
So what happened? Columbus just lost a lot of guys, right? A lot of their team from last year.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they lost a lot of good guys. I mean, they had last year they were in a rebuilding mode, and a lot of people never gave them any credit. And remember, they came within 6 points of beating a Venice team who was arguably one of the best in the state last year. So, you know, it high school football is really strange in that way, because you can get a freshman. You know, you look at Malachi Toney, and everybody's all surprised at what he's doing at Miami. But if you remember when he was a freshman, his very first year, on national television, I think he caught 2 touchdowns and well over 100 yards in receiving. So you get these young kids who come out of the great youth football leagues that they have in South Florida, and they're game ready. You know, so you never know what freshman is going to step up, like Neiman Lawrence, who had a tremendous game last week against New Orleans for Northwestern, and has shown that he's one of the top young quarterbacks in the country. So, yeah, obviously, you know, you still have a lot of these young kids who could fill in, but you're 100% right. In South Florida, you can't lose a nucleus of your team and be able to compete with the Northwesterns and the Southridges and programs like that.
Hey, real quickly, Cardinal Gibbons, coach, the Bucks team's been so good for so long. You said they still got a good team. We're going to find out, because they got Coconut Creek, who hadn't lost a game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coconut Creek's a really good program, too, and that's on Saturday night. That's a Saturday night exclusive. They're going to go head-to-head with Miami and Florida, but at the same time, you know, a lot of their fans will get an opportunity to see what type of team they are. Remember, Cardinal Gibbons is a quote-unquote smaller school. They're 2A, And after watching Killian last night and seeing the Immaculata LaSalle, who are 2A schools, I think Cardinal Gibbons got a shot. You know, I think they got a shot maybe to get back or at least, you know, make a run at a state title. Remember, they went through a period where they won three out of four years. So, yeah, they've done pretty well. But there's some really good football to be played. Like I said, every single week, you know, you're going to have some tremendous games. And I guess after tonight, we'll know where Central stands. We'll know where Heritage stands. And remember, Heritage just goes right back into it. They're playing their crazy schedule. They got St. Thomas coming up. You know, they got New Orleans in a district game. So it's going to be interesting. And then remember, Central and Northwestern, everybody's already getting their tickets for that game in 3 weeks. And, you know, yeah, that's going to be monumental. And
Chaz Powell's going to be shaking over there, man. That's a great one.
Yeah, it will. It will. And But St. Thomas also comes out of the gate tonight. They have a district game against MacArthur, a team that's on the rise. You know, one of the teams I guess we'll be talking about over the next couple of years, but that's a district game, and that's pretty interesting for them as well.
Hey, so let's jump into. I got a couple more things, but I want to hear the top five. This is where you start to piss people off. What you've seen, I want to hear your top five and how it stands right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get too many people angry. St. Thomas stands at one, Northwestern right behind them at two. Central until further notice.
Central jumped up to okay, yeah.
Chaminade, which they've got two games this coming week. We'll see what happens. You know, they've got a makeup game coming up. We'll play Edison and play Western next week. They'll be at four. And Miami Southridge, who came up with a huge win last night, a district win, pretty much all but wrapped up their district kind of early.
Yeah.
At number five. But let's keep Dillard in mind. They have an opportunity to run the table. Also, Ice Harris, what he's doing at Mattar Academy in year one, they're undefeated. So, keep those teams in mind.
We will. I got one more thing for you now because you spent a lot of time with all the colleges around here. And tomorrow night, Hard Rock at Hard Rock Stadium, it's a big one. The big show from ESPN's coming in town. Gators and Canes, you know the talent on both teams. You know a lot of them. You follow them since they've been in youth football. Who do you like in that game? Forget the spread. Who do you like?
Miami, real close. It's going to be a close game. And I for fans of football, remember, Florida's recruited extremely well. They've got dudes. I mean, they've got dudes. Right now, they're just trying to get on the same page. But, yeah, Miami's played well. They're at home. But don't take this game for granted because Florida's got those type of players. Remember, they've got a gauntlet to run like nobody else. And they've got to be prepared. And, certainly they could be easily 3-0 coming into this game and, you know, a couple of mistakes here and there. But we'll see. But I can tell you this. This may be the most highly attended recruit game that we've ever had. Now, the opening game against Notre Dame, there were plenty of recruits, but this is a different animal here.
Yeah.
We've got two in-state teams that a lot of these players, maybe not for class of 26, but for 27 to 28,
that's right.
Maybe hanging on the balance. So, yeah, it's going to be well attended. Everybody's going to be watching, and, it's going to be a really close game, one of those four-quarter games, obviously.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Blue, as always, man, thank you so much, bud. Really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Have a great weekend.
Anytime. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. We got a lot more stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.